In one short year, Clayton County has gone from being the Atlanta region's ugly duckling to its beautiful new swan. The reason is simple. MARTA. Clayton County overwhelmingly passed a 1 cent MARTA sales tax last November, doing what almost no other government in Georgia has done in more than four decades. It chose to make transit an integral part of its future. Clayton now joins the City of Atlanta, Fulton County, and DeKalb County in making MARTA the regional transit system first envisioned back in 1971. The other two counties that were supposed to be part of MARTA, Cobb and Gwinnett, they voted it down. It is a bold move by Clayton, one of the poorest counties in the region. It will invest about $45 million a year in MARTA because its residents believe in the future of transit. The timing for Clayton couldn't be better. Development trends show that companies want to be close to transit because that's where young people want to live and work. Clayton also is positioning itself to be competitive for future economic development while giving its residents new ways to get around. A recent study looking at the top 25 metro areas in the country shows that Metro Atlanta is among the cheapest cities to live, when looking just at housing costs. But when one includes transportation costs, it becomes one of the most expensive cities to live. Why? Because we have underinvested in transit. Clayton, seeking to be competitive in the 21st century by joining MARTA, is leading by example. It will be one of the best bargains in the region. So, Cobb and Gwinnett, do you want to lag behind in the 20th century? Or are you paying attention to the sizzle that is coming to Clayton on the MARTA bandwagon?